Blog Talk Radio.
Anytime you guys are feeling down, you know what I mean? Feel good music. I love the group War, you know. So that's War. That was War, and the song is Don't Let Nobody Get You Down, right? Yeah, when you're feeling, you know, in those times, guys, where you just need a boost, you know, whether it's food, whether it's music, whether whatever your muse may be. You know, put on some good beats, you know. Instrumentals are really, really good. Guys, we're going to hop right into the podcast. I haven't been playing much music lately because the messages have been very important and profound. And what I've noted is that sometimes after lecture, it is needed to, you know, for us to have discussion. And we at least need to have an hour per discussion, if not even more than that. So as you saw yesterday in the podcast, I kind of reverted back to coming in earlier, you know what I mean, to kind of, I'm kind of gauging it just to see what works and what doesn't work, or, you know, just, it may be kind of an intertwining of both depending on lecture, just such as this lecture today, guys. This lecture today, I feel today is going to be very powerful. This is one of the most profound, heartfelt podcasts, guys, that, you know, it's one of balance. You know what I mean? This is a listening podcast. We will be in after the podcast, but I do want to let everybody know that this podcast is 1 hour and 44 minutes long, okay? It's a well-respected sister, Myra. You know, she is an astrologist, guys. Please go to YouTube and type in Sister Myra, S-I-S-T-A-R. Myra is spelled M-Y-R-A-H, Sister Myra. Please check out some of her astrology videos. Today, I'm actually going to binge watch some of her astrology stuff because astrology has a lot. I'm noting astrology has a lot to do with these divine things that are happening on this particular planet, or all the planets for that matter. All right. So without further ado, guys, let's go ahead and hop in. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you to everybody who listens. We're going to go ahead and, we're going to go ahead and just hop straight into the lecture, you guys. So let me pull it up. Let me go ahead and do the introductory clip, which is by Sister Maya. Today, Brother Eternal actually just sent this just a minute ago. So thank him for that, guys. I'm cutting my media up and everything, make sure we don't have any technical issues. Oh, guys, I do want to, okay, media's all the way up. I do want to let you know, guys, the ads, please. Stay focused, you know, with the ads, because why ads? You know, I was going to do a podcast on it, but why ads? Because they know that subconsciously, if they can get your attention subconsciously, just, you know how our attention span is easily drifted, you know what I mean? So just for 5 seconds or 30 seconds or however long they are, that is, they have got it down to a science to where they know that that is enough time to distract you in order to keep their reality alive. They know what's happening, and they have computer systems and everything designed to sway you and throw you off of our game, throw us off of our game. So please stay focused through all of the distractions, guys. This is a powerful, powerful message, and Eternal and I will be in to discuss after the podcast. All right, royalty to all.
And what I want to do is that leads me up to, I want to read you, I want to talk about the feather, which is the symbol of Ma'at, okay? So that leads me to reading a little bit on the feather so that we can understand the significance of how to use these tools to understand when the spiritual world is trying to give us information. We get our information through, like I said, the elements, which is nature. See, so all of these animals, all of the elements, all of these things come together and connect with us so that we can get some spiritual enlightenment. This is how we understand these things. Okay, page 91. Okay, it says here, feathers are symbols of the accomplishment of rising from the terrestrial world, of being free of the gravity of the mundane world. They are symbols of balance and of the wind. They are commonly used to symbolize all creator gods and goddesses, those who breathe life into humanity. When a feather comes into your possession, it can help give lift to some area of your life. It can be used to help insulate and protect you against elements within your life. The kind of feather and the bird from which it comes can help you to determine the specific element in your life from which it will help lift you and protect you against. For example, a dove is a bird that is often associated with peace. To the Hopi, it would lead them to sources of water. A dove feather can thus be used to protect your own sense of peace and help you find that which will quench your greatest thirst at the time you encounter the feather. See. I always tell everyone, when you walk upon a feather, pick it up, okay? It does mean you've been practicing the principles of Ma'at, and you're about to be rewarded. But you have to receive the feather in order to receive the gift or the reward. So pick it up. You know, that is your gift. It says, you must first come to recognize how feathers are linked not only to birds but to the forces and energies of the air. Many traditions have spoken of the varied expressions of nature. They have often described entire dimensions of life associated with the elements that are generally invisible to the human eye. These we know more commonly as members of the fairy realm, the fairies, elves, divas, and spirits that work with and around humans through specific elements. Folklore and mythologies are filled with tales of beings associated with the element of air. These beings range in size from the tiniest to the great storm divas that move the winds and bring changes in the weather. They often appear delicate, and those of the larger size may actually appear angelic. They are around when anything associated with the element of air is honored. Anyone who works with birds, totems, will have contact with them. Fairies and spirits of the air often work through birds to assist humans in the initiation of air, the understanding of the workings and powers of the mind. Through birds, they help us in opening to wisdom and to everything discussed later on in Chapter 6. Feathers are direct links to them. They call their forces into play from the softest sigh to the strongest gale. The spirits of the air are found. Wherever birds live or are found, they are found at, these fairies are found as well. Many fairies and spirits of the air come to humans in the form of birds and other winged creatures. Through them, we can more easily connect with the archetypical energies of birds. Anyone who works with any element in nature has contact with the fairy realm of life, whether they are conscious of it or not. The more conscious of it they are, the more real it becomes, the easier it is to work with any creature in their realm, in this case, birds. It says, many spirit totems that are birds are simply spirits of the air, using the bird form to connect with humans and more directly. Through feathers, we can call forth birds or those fairy beings associated with the element of air. Through feathers, we can learn to make our wishes reality. They empower our thoughts, and through them, we can invoke nature to confirm this link for us. The confirmation process of a link with your bird totem or of an air spirit working through the bird is simple. Air makes possible the power of sound and the movement and activation of thought. When the connection with your bird totem is established or needs to be confirmed by you, simply perform these following five steps. Choose a day on which the air is perfectly still. Take any feather, go outside and sit under a tree, okay? Number two, allow yourself to relax and just breathe deeply. Number three, then slowly raise the feather above your head with both hands and then lower it to just in front of your mouth. Number four, now slowly and gently blow up on the feather. As you do, move it with your hand as it is being carried by your breath. And finally, number five, to enhance the effect, whistle a soft childhood tune that you remember upon your feather. If you have a penny, whistle, or flute, tie the feather to it and play the tune. It says that in just a few minutes, the air spirits and archetypical forces linked to the feather will become active. The tree leaves will rustle. You will see some leaves or dust swirl up on the ground. You will feel the breeze begin to pick up. Bird activity around you will increase. This is a simple exercise, but it is one that helps awaken a realization of the force of air. It provides you a quick confirmation that feathers are wonderful tools to connect with those forces and those spiritual beings that work with them. Okay? And I just did a little experimentation before I came over here, and I took my feather and I blew on it because they changed the flow on it, and sure enough, when I went outside, I had birds just bunch of birds, you know, just lighting in front of my tree. I lost count of them, the birds that came and were in my tree in my backyard. So, you know, that's it. You got to understand that this is real, okay? And when we're talking about the air element, we're talking about the unseen force, okay? So prove it. Prove it for yourself. That's what you do. You become more confident in your own inner power. The more confident you are, the more powerful you become, okay? Because we are moving into the Aquarian age. This is the age of the knowing, okay? It's no longer enough to believe. That was the Piscean age, okay? That was, Piscean is a water sign, which is emotion. It's ruled by the planet Neptune, which is about spirituality or deception. You see, so there has been some emotional manipulation of our emotions, you know, to deceive us. This is where we got the religion from, okay? Now we're moving into the Aquarian age, which is the air age, where we go inside, get in touch with our own spirit, uncover our own unique gifts in godhood, and that's what we bring to the table to make a whole. In other words, we are not trying to blend our energy. We're trying to combine our energy to make a whole. That's why one teacher or one leader is not going to work. We can use common tools, you see, but we all have our own godhood, and our own spirit is going to be the only guide for us in understanding, you know, what we bring to the table, okay? The unique path is totally unique for each one of us, okay? But we have to know that. Aquarian is the age of the knowing. So once you know, and I never talk about a person's sign without talking about their opposite sign, because you're only getting half of the picture, you see. Bring the other half and you have a whole. Two halves make a whole. So we've been programmed to be literalized, you see, so that we do not get the fullness. As above, so below. When we start looking at the fullness, we see that. We see the fullness of the concept. So if we're talking about the Aquarian age, which is right here, the opposite of Aquarius, Aquarius is Leo, okay? So Leo represents the creator, the ruler, you know, it's creativity, the ruler, all these things. So when we put the I know of Aquarius and combine it with the I know of the rulership of Leo, we're talking, I know I am the creative ruler of the universe, okay? Understand? Put them together before you understand the fullness of the concept here. Otherwise, you're just using half of what you are trying to.
All right. So that was the introductory. To what, you know, she explains the science, you guys. So now let's go ahead. This is another clip, you guys. So this is the second clip, guys. And after this clip, we'll be back in to discuss.
Enhance your mind. Recharge your spirit. Awaken your soul. Enhancing Awareness Radio. Enhancing awareness with clarity.
And guys, remember to the distractions, guys, because there's a possibility that ads and stuff like that. So remember to stay focused.
All right, peace, family. We are now live. Let me know if y'all can hear me. We was having some. This is the second show I was having some technical difficulties. So let me know. But we got it up and running. Let me know if y'all can see and hear me, as well as my guest that I'm about to reintroduce to y'all. She hasn't been on in a while, but let me know if y'all can hear me before we even get started. I don't see any comments. Family, let me know in the comments. I can see you both. Can you hear me? Because we was having some technical difficulties. Can you hear me, family? Okay, you can hear me. That's good. All right. All right, well, y'all see who's here, man. Y'all see who's here. The living legend herself, Sister Myra. Man.
Guys, grab a notebook. Grab a pen. Grab a pencil. Grab a notebook. Because toward the end, she's going to give you her phone number. And I believe she's going to get the website to get a reading from her. Okay, guys? She's going to give you her phone number, you know, to get a reading. So please, and outside of that, guys, take notes on this one. I'm telling you, this is powerful today, guys. So please, please, please take notes. I feel that it's the balance that we all need, you guys. All right.
Welcome back. It's good to see you again, sis.
Well, thank you. Same to you, Brother Rich. It's wonderful to be back. Yeah, the technical difficulty is me because I'm just not good when it comes to technology.
It's all good. You good when it comes to the organic technology, the real technology.
Yeah.
And that's why we got you on here. You're excellent with that. So that's what we need you here for, and that's what we're grateful for.
Okay.
We're about to get started, family. Share the video. Let everybody know Brother Rich is live right now with Sister Myra. I'm going to make a quick announcement, then we'll be back to start the show. All right, family? All right, so first and foremost, I want to give a shout-out to my brother, King Stanley. I know he's the best when it comes to numerology. For an appointment, text him your full name and date of birth to 347-496-1022. All right, family? Hit that brother up. All right, make sure you text Rich to the number 646-760-7806 if you would like to be notified for when I go live, because YouTube always on their BS and they don't notify any of my subscribers barely about whenever I go live. So people end up missing the live most of the time, and they're mad because there's nothing like that energy when it's live, right, family? So make sure each one of y'all text Rich to this number right here. And whenever I go live, I will personally text y'all, all right, from my community app. This is an app I use called Community, and it's real good with marketing and stuff like that. All right, family? But listen, ready to get started, Sister Merv? I want to thank you once again. I've known you so long, and I've told this story over and over, but I got to say it again.
Okay.
Because it was a big moment in my life, and that moment was in 2005.
Wow.
I got a reading from you, and your reading was so accurate. And one of the things you stressed during the reading, you said a Sagittarius is going to come sweep you off your feet. And this is probably, I think I got this reading in March or April. And in May, that's when I met my girl that I'm still with to this day.
Oh, wonderful. I was wondering.
Yes, still with to this day. And I remember after that reading, and, I finally realized, because I didn't realize at first. I didn't realize until, like, months later, like, oh, shit, Myra said that.
Mm-hmm.
And I just listened to it, because you used to send people the audio cassette tapes.
Yes.
Remember, that's way back in the day. I would get a reading, and then you would tell us, I'm going to send you the cassette tape.
Yes.
So you send me the cassette tape, so whenever I want to, I could go back and listen to the audio or whatever.
Yes.
That's how we did back in the day, family. But, Rich, I've been into this a long time, family.
Oh, yeah.
And, that was just, that reading was so important to me. So I want to thank you for the work that you do. And like I said, you're able to tap into the real technology. You know what I'm saying?
So you look like a teenager because you look so young right now.
I look exactly the same as I did in 2000. I don't know why. It's something. I'm not aging for whatever reason. You know what I'm saying?
That's good. What's your sign again, Brother Rich?
Virgo.
Okay.
Yeah. Virgo. September 17th. I'm a 17 Virgo. September 17th. But I also want to thank, before we get started, Sister Myra, the sister that had you on her show. What's her name? Spirit Doula? I want to thank her, because when I seen you on, it just popped up on my feed, and when I seen you on her show, I was like, damn, I got to reach out to Myra. I didn't talk to her in a while. So shout out to that sister for having me on your show, and Myra did an amazing lecture on the sister's channel, family, so you can go to, I guess, YouTube, the Spirit Doula.
Yes.
You can go to that YouTube and hear an amazing lecture that moderator did. I think it's like 3 hours long or something like that. We ain't gonna be that long tonight, man. We're gonna be about an hour tonight. Listen, Myra, like I said, I just can't thank you enough. But let's get into it, Sister Myra. It's some important things going on right now with humanity.
Oh, absolutely, yes, it is.
As an astrologer, when you're studying and you're reading the stars, is there something significantly different that you're noticing now that you have noticed 5 or 10, or is it pretty much the same astrologically speaking? If it is real different, what are you seeing that's totally different than you wasn't seeing before?
Well, Brother Rich, everything that we've been talking about, back when you were talking about 2005, before that, Bobby and all the metaphysical teachers, everything that we've been teaching, we're now seeing coming into fruition at this time. So everything is coming together in a culmination. And that was what was so urgent about the message I gave on December the 12th, because it's leading up to December the 21st. And I'm really trying to stress the importance of that number 21 because, you know, in the tarot deck, you know, I used to do tarot cards, and the major arcana, the very last card in the major arcana of the tarot deck is the world card. And the world card indicates that all of your past lives has come together and culminated, you know, in fulfillment. That is what the world card is indicating. So that's what makes the number 21 so significant. In other words, we just left the year 2021. That's when all those pieces, it's like this great big puzzle, and all those pieces were being put into place. And when we hit 2021, that was the culmination of all those pieces coming together, because it moved into 2022. 22 is a master number, okay? And what it indicates is spiritual mastery. The two master numbers are 11 and 22. And 11 is personal mastery, and 22 is spiritual mastery. So everything that has been coming together, all the information that we've been teaching, has come to a peak on December 21st, 2021. It all came to a head. That was the culmination. This means we have crossed over now into a level where we're stepping up to our spiritual mastery, you see. Everything, we're about to spread our wings now. See, what I believe in is I call myself a holistic, okay? That means I don't really believe in 12 individual times. I believe in 6 axes of energy, because it's about the balance of opposites. The balance is the key to everything in the universe. So we want to balance in order to see the whole. We have to become holistic.
What's the 6 axes of the energy?
You have Aries, which is the physical face of Libra. Libra is the spiritual face of the physical Aries. Taurus is the physical face of the spiritual Scorpio. Gemini is the physical face of the spiritual Sagittarius. Cancer is the physical face of the spiritual Capricorn. Leo is the physical face of the spiritual Aquarius. And Virgo is the physical face of the spiritual Pisces. Now, neither one is no higher or lower than the other. It's all about the equal balance between the two. The vessel needs the spirit just as much as the spirit needs the vessel. We all have to do 180 degrees. All energy does 180 degrees, and that's as far as it can go before it has to be matched with the opposite 180 degrees. And that is how you complete a 360-degree spiral. That is what opens up the vortex and gives you access to the higher vibrations of the universe. And that is what we're stepping up to, holistic. We have to become holistic. That means balancing opposites. The key to everything in the universe is balance in order for us to become whole, okay? So Those are the six axes of energy, you see. The first six signs is the physical half, and the second six signs is the spiritual half, you see.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Virgo is the last sign in the physical, and we call Virgo, now, we're talking masculine and feminine, not male-female, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So air and fire are masculine, earth and water are feminine. Earth and water is internal, and air and fire are external. And, you know, my most famous phrase is, spirit moves inside out, not outside in. So that means whatever you're sending out is what you're spiraling back. Spirit is spiral, but it starts from within. So if you're sending it out at 20%, you're going to draw it back at 20%. If you're sending it out at 80%, you're going to draw it back at 80%. So it's all about the match, the balance between those opposites. That is the formula of creation. Anywhere you can put two halves together is how you create the whole. Whole spiral. Spirit is spiral. So you always fulfill through the opposite. Right now, the sun is in Capricorn, which means we're fulfilling Cancer energy. Cancer is the sign of the ancestors. That means it's time to fulfill the character and the values of our ancestors, you see, because Capricorn is the sign of character. It's the kind of sign of integrity. And as we balance Cancer with Capricorn, it's now, that's how we fulfill, you know, stepping up to the characters and the values of our ancestors. They're coming to the forefront now. We've come full circle. We have had many lifetimes mastering in a purpose that we chose to contribute to this larger universal purpose. And so we've had many lifetimes. And this is an infinite process of transformation, regeneration, and evolution of spiritual rulership. And whenever we get into the Aquarian age, that's the point of evolution. That means we've bounced on enough levels to evolve to a new level in the universe, in our energy vibration. So we went into the Aquarian age in 2013. So this is the point. The opposite sign of Aquarius is Leo. Aquarius is the sign of evolution. It's the sign of the humanitarian. It's the sign of I know. And when we balance it with Leo, Leo is the creative ruler. So it's time to evolve a new creative rulership in the universe, coming out of the abuse of power to the humanitarian empowerment, as our ancient rulers, the ancestors, are now passing the baton to us as the new age rulers to step up to a new rulership. The powers that be, or have been, have reached the maximum of their abuse of power. That is the only sin in the spiritual reality, is the abuse of power. Spirit is opposite of physical. So where there's a multitude of sins physically, there's only one sin spiritually, and that's the abuse of power. This whole process has been an alchemical process. We have how to use our powers righteously before we can be endowed with those powers. We had to learn how to use our powers righteously without abusing the power, because when our predecessors abused their powers, they screwed up the world, the earth. If we abuse our powers, it's going to be detrimental to the universe. So all this has been an alchemical process to teach us how to step up to our powers without abusing it and being able to use it righteously. But the universe is not trying to save the world right now. It's only identifying who qualifies to step up as a new ruler for this new Aquarian age. And the two criteria that the universe uses to gauge who qualifies as a new ruler is, number one, you have to be secure from earth and water or internal. Earth represents your security. It represents your healing. It represents your values. You see, we have Taurus, the sign of value, that they turned into materialism. So we gained our value based on what we possess materially rather than going internal and defining the value, our own self-worth and self-value. They took Virgo, the sign of cleansing and purification of false values, for our wisdom, healing in our wisdom. Virgo is the sign of wisdom. And they took that and polluted our value, you see. So the energy never got to the last earth sign, a Capricorn. Capricorn is the sign, the last earth sign, and it's the last cardinal sign. So that puts it in a royal position. The earth represents the daughter component. You know, I always identify the four members of the royal spiritual family, universal family, through the four elements, okay? The air and fire is the masculine external. That's the half we just completed. That's just winter solstice. When we step from the 2021 into 2022, the winter solstice is where everything peaks. That's
I'm sorry, guys.
2022. The winter solstice is where everything peaks. That's like the logical cycle. So we just completed the sacrifice and struggle half of this alchemical process. And what we've crossed over is to the opposite return in spiritual reward and spiritual empowerment. That is what is going to be the balance from us, you know, going through that sacrifice and struggle half of this operation. So, and, you know, like I said, 180 degrees on one half, you can only go 180 degrees on one half. Energy unfolds through a negative and positive polarity. No pain, no gain.
No pain.
And to the same extent the pain will be the same extent the gain. But what a lot of people don't understand is that you have to complete one half before you activate the opposite response in equal measure. So we have now completed our sacrificial and struggle half. Not just me, all our past lifetimes are culminating like the world card indicates. All our past lives are culminating as each one of us chose a mission and a purpose to contribute to this larger universal purpose. And we've had many lifetimes mastering in that purpose. Like I said, it's like a big puzzle. Your first lifetime, you didn't understand it. It was just one piece of the puzzle that you mastered in that lifetime, and it gave you access to the next, and then the next, and then the next. You only complete spirals to access to the next level, where you start a new one at a higher vibration. All the way up, we do this. It's an infinite process of transformation, regeneration, and evolution of spiritual rulership. So we did this all the way up until this lifetime when we went into the Aquarian Age. Whenever we go into the Aquarian Age, that's the point of evolution, time to evolve. Aquarius is the sign of evolution. And like I said, its opposite sign is Leo, the creative ruler. So it's time for the evolution of a new creative rulership. And in order for us to now step up in this new rulership, there has to be a transformation, Scorpio, of our values, Taurus. So what I have despised is what I call the sixth cross. Okay? We have Aquarius opposite Leo, Taurus opposite Scorpio. That is the sixth cross. Right now, see, the more you pull energy, the bigger the spirit you create. So now I'm starting with balancing opposites to bring a holistic level. The first opposite you have to balance with is your own spirit. So you as Virgo, that's your physical half. But Pisces, your opposite sign, would be your spiritual half. And when you balance your physical with your spiritual half, that is how you step up into your individual holistic Christhood. We all do that through the what happens is Virgo being the last sign in the physical half, we call that the Virgin Mama. She cleanses and purifies the Leo sun. Leo and Virgo sits right next to each other on the astrological chart. Whenever you put Leo and Virgo together, you have the Sphinx, the body of the lion, Leo, and the head of the woman. Power guided by wisdom. Power without wisdom is futile. This is where we have to precede our ego, Leo, and open our heart, also Leo, to the value of the one of wisdom, Virgo. And once you are cleansed and purified of false values, because anytime you're dealing with earth element, you're dealing with value. So Virgo is cleansing you and purifying you of false values in order to heal in your wisdom, the Leo sun. This now allows the Leo sun to resurrect. In other words, he ascends above that horizon line into the spiritual domain in his vibration through Libra. Libra is the sign of partnership and balance. And it's an air sign. And whenever we're dealing with air, we're dealing with spirit. So now we are able to now balance with our own spirit, come to our individual Christhood, you know, after being cleansed and purified in Virgo. We can now balance with our spirit in Libra, the first sign in the spiritual half. And that's where we step into our individual Christhood. Your mate also balances. And only then can the two of you come together as twin souls. That means each of you have to balance with your spirit and then come together in balance with their own spirit as twin souls. That is when you access the next energy of Scorpio. Scorpio is the sign of bonding. So when you bond through Scorpio, Scorpio is also the sign of transformation. So this activates the transformation. Once the twin souls bond, this will activate the transformation. Scorpio is a water sign. So it's emotional transformation, and this is what the Mayans call the great crossover, or it says it crosses you over to the great creative place, which is Sagittarius, where you come to the abundance of your empowerment, because the planetary ruler of Sagittarius is Jupiter, and everyone gets their blessings from Jupiter. So you go over to Sagittarius. Sagittarius is the last fire sign. So fire is power. So we're stepping to our ultimate power as we go into Sagittarius. Sagittarius, this was a star energy. This is who a star had to cut into the 14 cycles of time. And the reason a star or Sagittarius had to be cut into the 14 cycles of time by Set, the father. The air element represents the father. And he deals with righteousness, how we think. Whenever we're dealing with the air, we're dealing with the mind. The Father's Spirit, that's the air element. Righteous thinking, a collective righteous mindset is what the air element represents as Father's Spirit. It talks to us externally as the masculine through how we think. The Father... Father's Spirit, the Father of Righteousness, had to cut the ultimate sun, fire, Sagittarius, the star, down into those 14 cycles of time so he could mature and how to use that power righteously, since it would be such an abundance. The last fire sign, Jupiter energy, to abuse that power, which is the ultimate sin spiritually. So all this was to cut a star down or Sagittarius until he matured in how to use that power righteously, which has now come into fruition. And when he does that, this happens at the winter solstice. That is where Capricorn and Sagittarius come together at the winter solstice, because Capricorn is like the high priestess. Capricorn is like the princess of the royal family. So she, that represents daughter earth, because it's the last earth sign. And it's the last cardinal sign, royalty, you see. So we are dealing with three cross levels. So let me explain the three cross levels, and this will make a little more sense. Now, the first cross level is what we call the cardinal cross. That cardinal cross consists of Aries, opposite Libra, and Cancer, opposite Capricorn. The cardinal cross are the royal energy. Now, you have all of it in you. You have four universal energy within you. Your sun sign is just what you came into this lifetime to focus with.
Okay.
So you came in here to focus through your sun sign. Wherever the sun is at, it's the focus of energy. So you have a full universe. It's like if someone takes a snapshot of the universe at the very moment of your birth, where all the planets sitting, how did all those rays come together and converge to make your spiritual energy, which is your collective energy? So the cardinal cross is the royal energy. It's the one that activates and initiates a new level of vibration from the royal universe, the highest level of the universe. And once the cardinal cross activates and initiates a new level of royal energy, then that's when the sixth cross, which I talked about, Aquarius opposite Leo and Scorpio opposite Taurus. So that means when the sixth cross takes you, you get into the Aquarius age. Where is the sixth cross? It's the sixth air sign. So that means it's time for the evolution of the creative roots, or a new rulership, which is Leo. The horizontal link of that sixth cross is Scorpio and Taurus. Taurus is the sign of value, and Scorpio is the sign of transformation. So in order to evolve Aquarius as the new age ruler, Leo, there has to be a transformation, Scorpio, of our values. That is what the sixth cross is operating or opening up in our energy. It's the main energy right now that's influencing us because we've went into the Aquarian age. And I call the four six signs the four horses of the apocalypse. They're the ones that does the major heavy work. What the cardinal cross activates, fixed cross is what will set that into motion. It will reverse that energy. Now, the mundane physical illusion of power to a spiritual, creative, and royal empowerment. And once fixed cross reverses the energy, it's the workhorse. It's the one that enforces or the order.
Right.
The cardinal cross activates. Then we get the mutable cross, which is Gemini opposite Sagittarius and Virgo opposite Pisces. That is the mutable cross. And Brother Rich, that's where most of the twin souls are coming from. They're coming from the same cross level.
Does everybody have a twin soul down here?
Not everybody. You may not have signed up for that, you may not have signed up for that mission or that purpose.
Mm-hmm.
Not everybody does. But the twin souls are very important because they actually represent the yin and the yang.
Mm-hmm.
Let me tell you who your twin soul is. Your twin soul is who you were with as an energy being. You were bi-unit, okay?
Mm-hmm.
You were one as energy beings. You were bi-unit. When you fell into the flesh, you separated into duality, male and female.
Mm-hmm.
You've had many lifetimes cultivating a love relationship with that person.
Mm-hmm.
But you had to first do it on an unequal basis, which means there's some lifetimes you came together as mother and son. There's some lifetimes you came together as father and daughter.
That's interesting.
But this is the lifetime to come together as brother and sister, which is the mate level or the yin-yang level, where the two halves have now become equal and can complete that spiral. This is what they were showing you in the movie, The Matrix. Trinity and Neo,
right.
Trinity had to resurrect Neo from the dead, which was the illusion of power through his ego, okay? She had to resurrect him from the dead. She said, the Oracle told soulmate, I was going to fall in love with the one. I'm in love with you. That makes you the one. Get your butt up. And that's what resurrected him from the dead, or the illusion of power through his ego. And then in the second matrix, he goes internal. First, he removes the bullet or the impurity. Then he goes in and massages her heart. And the first thing she says when she opens her eyes is, now we're even, which means now we're equal. Now we can come together as one. Telepathically connected. She's in the background giving him guidance through her wisdom. As a matter of fact, that's what Trinity and Neil would represent, Leo and Virgo. Because she's in the background guiding him internally through her wisdom, and he moves out as the sun and exposes the power guided by her wisdom. This is the earth and fire elements. The earth is the daughter component. It's not Mother Earth, it's daughter Earth, Mama Universe. That's the earth and water. Water is the mama component, Mama Universe, Mama Soul, Mama of Antiquity. She's the mama of ancestry, and she is Mama Magic. Letters of Magic is Mom. Okay?
Yes.
And then she's internal as the water, and then the earth represents the daughter component, daughter Earth, daughter character, value, healing. But the main energy of the earth element is security, being secure from within. Your power is internal. It's not outside of you. That's the illusion. Anytime you're looking at a part of the whole, that's the illusion. So your power is internal. So earth and water is internal. That's the feminine polarity, where to all souls come in through Mama Universe, and are manifested through daughter Earth. And so she passes that scepter. All energy vibrations come from the universe. This is who they were calling the source in the movie The Matrix, Mama Universe. She's the source of all energy vibrations. And she passes that down internally. Go ahead. You got a question.
How important are we, Myra? Well, you're talking about, I'm trying to figure out exactly how much. In terms of a universal scale, because we all talk about these entities from other dimensions and planets, some people just look at us like we're just lowly humans or something. But in terms of the intergalactic, galactic, all the entities across the span of everything that exists, how important is the souls on Earth?
That is very important question. That is why we have to go internal. Because it's where you go internal, you know, that's where the kundalini rises. In other words, as you rise through those chakras, you get to the crown chakra. That is where it connects you to that universal whole from the internal, okay? And connecting to the universal whole. It's the melanin. That is what puts us at the top of the hierarchy when it comes to spiritual power, because melanin is the substance of the universe, the blackness of the universe. So our melanin is what draws energy from the universe. It's a conducer of energy from the universe. Not only does the melanin draw the energy, it's like you go out into the sun in a black shirt, it will draw the energy. You go out into a white shirt, it will repel the heat. That is how melanin draws energy from the universe, from the internal. The earth and water, the mama component is who imparts the melanin, right? The water element. And so not only does it draw the energy, but it acts as the oil and gives us the ability to harmonize energy, because you don't blend energy. That's the no-no. You do not blend energy. You harmonize energy. And melanin not only draws the energy, but it also acts as the oil for us to harmonize that energy. Balance. That's the key to everything. And that's what puts us at the top of the hierarchy when it comes to spiritual empowerment.
Okay.
So that is how important we are. We're universal beings. And we're having a physical experience. It's an alchemical process. It's all about turning what is base into gold, refining, you see, mortals into immortals. This earth is where we come into. See, Mama Universe, her domain is planetship. And that's why right now is so significant. Because as I told you, the powers that have been, the maximum of their abuse of power. And once you reach the full maximum, that is how you activate the opposite response in equal measure. The physical sacrifice and struggle now activates the opposite spiritual return, you know, in where they have abused their power and restricted our personal rights and liberties. Now the universe is going to counteract and bring us the liberation. And it's going to do just the opposite of what we have been struggling and sacrificing, not just this lifetime, all our past struggles and suffering, all the way up until this December 21st. It's been a tally of all our struggles and sacrifices. That's been our investment, that now that we've crossed over into 2022, now we're going to get a return in equal measure. All the struggles and sacrifices that we've endured, and not only our personal sacrifices and struggles, but those of our ancestors. That is what qualified us to step up as the new rulers for the new age, because off the back of the sacrifices and struggles of our ancestors. The spirit is spiral. What goes around comes around. Those at the bottom are now at the top. The head is being made the tail is being made the head. So those who have been at the bottom, most of you, and that's something else about the winter solstice, because that's when we go into Capricorn. Capricorn is like the 12 o'clock end in the astrological cycle. It's the peak, okay? And when we go into the Capricorn at the winter solstice, the planetary ruler of Capricorn is Saturn. Saturn, we're dealing with many levels. So at the planetary level, we have Saturn, who is the Lord of Karma. He is the one that passes judgment on those who've abused their power. He will now be taken down, and those who have been abused in their power will now be lifted up. He's the great reconciler, you see. So he's reconciling all opposites, balancing all opposites. So those who have been suffering at the bottom are the ones that are now most at the top.
Myra, it's rulership. Is this, you know, humanity has been waiting for, and you talk about December 21st. We've been talking about the return of Christ for so long. Is this the return of Christ that we've been in? Okay.
Right. That's Saturn. Saturn. Now, the book Bobby Hammond always recommends the Celestial Ship of the North, you see. And in this book, they talk about how like you said, the return of the king, return of the, see, when Saturn comes in with Capricorn, Saturn is the planetary level of the father. He represents the return of the king or the return of the father. In the Celestial Book of the North, they start off by telling you in the beginning, it was the mother and son that was in operation, mother and son. So Saturn represents the original son of the mama, you see. Mm. He has many names. He has Saturn, Set. You know, he had all the names of the sun before the sun did. It's Set, Saturn, Cronus.
Right.
Chronological.
Mari, you know, a lot of people say Saturn used to be the central sun for this.
Absolutely.
So there's truth to that.
That's true. That is the truth. That's what I'm describing now when I talk about Set, when I talk about the first son of the great mama. That is who Saturn is. Matter of fact, now he's the planetary father of daughter Earth. Okay? There's also information that Earth was a satellite of Saturn. So he represents the planetary level of the father of daughter Earth. And when he was at a close proximity to the Earth, that's when we had the golden reign of Saturn. Mm. That's when we had our powers, you see. Everything started nature oracle, right? Mm. All color vibrations come from the color black.
Mm.
That's the original black mama universe. That is why our ancestors came out as the original rulers. Our ancestors had the powers. This is who they pattern the superheroes after today, our ancestors. They could fly. They could breathe underwater. They could talk telepathically to the plants, the animals, the universe, each other. Well, guess what? We still have those powers.
Mm-hmm.
But we've been in the external. We've been in the air and fire. We've been in the master. See, everything started nature oracle, and then spirit is spiral. So it spiraled around from the nature oracle half to the patriarchal oracle. And then when we went into the Aquarian Age, that is when it came back full circle. Time to balance between the two halves. The air and fire is the master. That's father and son. The air is the father component. Father spirit. It's seen externally through how you think. The fire element is the sun component, okay? The individual as Ovian and the collective as Jupiter remain in the end of the universe. So that's the external, the master.
We dark energy elevated.
Yes. We're the manifested form.
Mm-hmm.
All souls come into around the universe and are manifested form.
You guys, I keep forgetting that this is not a clip uploaded, so let me rewind it a little bit. Thank you, Eternal. I walked away, I forgot. All right, so I'm going to rewind it about 3 minutes.
Our ancestors, they could fly, they could breathe underwater, they could talk telepathically to the plants, the animals, the universe, each other. Well, guess what? We still have those fountains.
Mm-hmm.
But we've been in the external. We've been in the air and fire. We've been in the master. See, everything started making oracle, and then spirit is spiral. So it's spiraled around from the nature oracle half to the patriarchal oracle. And then when we went into the Aquarian Age, that is when it came back full circle. Time to balance between the two halves. The air and fire is the master. That's father and son. The air is the father component, father's spirit, which is seen externally through how you think. The fire element is the sun component.
okay, the individual as Ogin and the collective as Ugin. We're made in the image of the universe. So that's the external, the masculine.
We dark energy animated.
Yes. We're the manifested form.
Mm-hmm.
So all souls come in through Mama Universe and are manifested through Daughter Earth. You see. So, you know, energy unfolds from its highest level, from Mama to Son, and then from Father to Daughter. The Father-Daughter is the spiritual half. The Mama-Son is the physical half. It's like Black Mama Universe. Magic is hidden, but exposed to the Sun, S-U-N. The Sun then resurrects into Father Spirit, righteous Father Spirit, who redeems the value of Daughter Earth, or Daughter Character. You see, those are the four components of the royal family, the highest vibrations of the royal energy of the universe. And we identify the four members of that royal family through the four elements. The air, Father Spirit, righteous thinking. The fire, the Son of Power, creative power. That's the fire element, the Son of Power. You see. The individual, melanated man, is the S-O-N, but the collective energy is the S-U-N. So Black Mama Universe's magic is hidden and exposed through the Sun. The Sun is always about exposure. Then the Sun resurrects into Father Spirit, righteous Father Spirit, who then redeems the value of Daughter Earth, the Earth component. Okay? So we are the individual aspects of this larger energy bank. We are the vessel that can now, as we're stepping into our royal rulership, we are the vessels on ground zero who can now channel that energy from the highest vibration of the universe. We're on ground zero, so we channel that energy and manifest that spiritual energy at the physical level. That is what we're stepping into as the new rules for this new Aquarian age that is blossoming. So we are the individual aspect of this larger universal earth. And that's the evolution of Daughter Earth. Because the Earth is the only one who hadn't reached her sacred status. Got the prince, barely the cardinal fire. We got the king, Libra, the cardinal air. We got the king, Cancer, the cardinal water. The only one who hadn't reached her sacred status was Daughter Earth, Capricorn. She's been denied her value through materialism, the Ma of Kella, through the matrix, the Ma of Truth, and the father of illusion. Those are the parents that have usurped us from our true righteous Father Spirit and Mama Universe. But now we're getting divine intervention because they have reached the maximum of their abusive power. And when they reach the maximum, that is how we activate that opportunistic turn spiritually. And they have reached that maximum because their abuse has now surpassed a global level. As the global...
You should get credit karma. The money after your hard work pays off. Unless your butler also has...
A global level. As the global level, that's when it reached the planetary level, and that's when Big Mama comes to the table to rescue her planet Earth, her daughter planet Earth. So now we're stepping up to a universal operation, and we are the physical vessels that can channel the energy from not only the spiritual realm, but we can also channel the energy from the soul realm. Father Spirit, Mama Soul. Okay? We have to be balanced in order to become whole, our holiness. So Father Spirit represents the spirit realm. That is your ancestors that have made their transition in this lifetime. They are on the front line as your personal entourage in the universe, guiding the energy to channel it to you as the physical vessel to manifest that energy on ground level. You see, there's three levels, soul level, the spirit level, and the physical level. And we are the physical vessels to channel the energy. And when we channel it from the spiritual level, it's through our spiritual loved ones who have made their transition in this conscious reality. The air element represents the conscious mind. So not only can we channel now from our spiritual ancestors, but we can also channel from our soul ancestors, which is mama's domain, the ancient ancestors. So we are the vessel. We can say, whichever one of my ancestors has mastered in this creative technique, say you wanted to create the finest music of the thing. Now you have access to say to your ancestors, which one of my ancestors have mastered in this creative technique? Channel that vibration to me. Let me manifest that energy at the physical level. The key to everything is balance. Spiritual and physical, that's how we get a spiritual and physical balance at this time. From the spiritual level. But now we can also do it from our soul level, our ancient ancestors. We can also channel that energy and be the vessel to manifest that. That is how we're stepping up to this new revolution. How important are we? We're extremely important. Absolutely. You know, we're the individual aspects of a larger universal purpose. We're the individual aspect of the collective spiritual operation. Each one of us chose a purpose and a mission to master. And now that we've gone into the Aquarian age, this is the final piece of that puzzle that we need to fulfill our ultimate destiny and purpose and contribution to this larger universal purpose. But the key is the planned energy. Everybody has their own unique creative mastery and contribution to the whole. The one in all and the all in one. I always say it's like a hand. You have all hands. But you have a thumb. You have an index finger. You have a middle finger. You have a ring finger, a little finger, a palm, back of the hand, the nails. All of these components come together to make a hand. And each one makes a unique contribution to the hand. We don't blend all into thumbs. Everybody has their own unique, and only the spirit can give you personal guidance and how you have been guided through many lifetimes, and now this is the lifetime to put your final piece in place in contribution to this holistic. I would say it's like the twinkling of a star, and you're only responsible for one twinkle, not the full twinkling. But the one twinkle is just as important as the full twinkling. Because if you're not in position to make your contribution, when your time to shine, the star's not whole. If it's not whole, it's not real. Anytime you're looking at a part of the whole, that's your illusion. So each one of us has to make our contribution in order to fulfill and complete this holistic purpose. But all of you, Aries don't bleed into Taurus. Taurus don't bleed into Gemini. Gemini don't bleed into Cancer. Cancer don't bleed into Leo. And Leo don't bleed into Virgo and on and on. Each energy comes to the table in its own unique mastery and contribution to the whole. And that's who we are. We're the individual physical vessel. You know, making our contribution to what we, how high we can take our energy vibration to whatever level we can tap into that energy vibration, that is how we're channeling that energy and stepping up to our spiritual purpose and destiny. To the level you can take it up is the level it comes back, because we're transmitters as well as receivers. And what we sent out spirit is spiral. So to the level that we can access the highest is to the level that it can bring back to us, full circle or full spiral. That's how energy, that's just how energy unfolds, to a negative and positive polarity. No pain, no gain. And to the same extent, the pain will be the same extent. Always the darkest before the dawn, which means get completely through the worst in order to get to the best. Or, as bad as it's been, it's as good as it's about to get. And that's what we did at this winter solstice. We crossed over from the sacrificial struggle half of the operation to the spiritual reward and empowerment half. You're not going to start singing. You see, it's not going to be a wham, bam, thank you, ma'am. But it's going to energy unfold. I've already gotten whiffs of people now starting to blossom in things that they have been trying to cultivate, you see. We're being inspired to come off the material job. Right now, it's about your spiritual power versus your material power, you see. It's the mama bird trying to push the baby birds out of the proverbial material nest so they can find out they have been liberated. They can fly. They no longer have the yoke of materialism keeping them grounded in the physical illusion. They said they took the sign of Taurus, the sign of values, and turned it into materialism. So we've been manipulated, through materialism, to look outside of ourselves when we have to go internal, to connect to this universal purpose.
Myra, I'm going to tell you, you're amazing. You are absolutely amazing. I'm going to tell you like that. Yeah, wow, you're absolutely amazing.
Oh, wow.
Somebody said in the chat, I feel like your message is tailor-made for right now, what we're going through right now.
Absolutely.
Like, it's like so a right-now message. You know what I'm saying? Your message today is more important than it was when I first got introduced to you.
Yes, because it's all now coming together in culmination and fulfillment.
Before we continue, do you have a cash app?
Yes.
Watch this, y'all. Watch this.
It's a dollar sign, and then it's actually just Myra Moss, 813.
Myra Moss.
Why now he initiated y'all. Watch how this man, even on money, material, whatever, it's the abundance. It's the abundance. Just watch how this happens, guys. It's amazing. What's gonna happen right now is very powerful on a spiritual level. Brother Rich, thank you. Brother Rich, magical brother. Thank you.
No H, just Myra Moss.
Uh-huh. 813. Okay, Myra Moss, 813.
Mm-hmm.
Myra MOSD, is that? I don't know if you can see it.
No, I can't see it. Let me see. It's
It's close enough.
Oh yeah, that's it. Because I accidentally hit the. I was trying to hit a double S.
And you hit
the D, but it wouldn't let me change the D. So I always tell people, come up Myra Moss, but that is the correct account. Yes, you got it right.
Well,
that is it.
All right. So the reason why I'm doing this, family, I'm sending the sister a donation of $200 right now.
Oh, my goodness.
And I got to enter my pen. And I'm doing this on camera to inspire people to do the same. Anybody, let me write down. Tell me that cash app one more time. I want to write it down.
Okay.
M-Y-R-A-M-O-S-S.
They're already sending it. M-Y-R-A-M-O-S-S. 813. You put the dollar sign in front, though.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I'm going to explain in a second, family. Let me just write this down.
M-Y-R-A.
All right, I got it. All right, family. So... the reason why I did that, because we got over 1,300 people in the chat, it's so important for us to honor elders and people who are vibrating on that high frequency intentionally and through action. It's like when some people tell me, Brother Rich, I love you. Love is the action word. Show that person you love them. I love everything you've done for me in my life, my sister.
Oh, yeah.
I appreciate you in 2005. That reading guided me a long way, and I can never thank you enough and never show my appreciation enough. So I want everybody watching, whether it's $1, $5, $10, we honor these people. Like, this sister's not going to be on BET, on television, on anything commercial. This is grassroots, underground knowledge that you used to have to go hide and read with a cover on your book to get. Like, this is amazing. This is our soul talking to us. The ancestors is working through the sister. Let's honor this sister who put in work for so many years.
Show the love, family.
This is a queen. We watch movies about queens, but we got one in person. We ain't got to watch a movie to see one. We got one in person. We see the
magic.
We see the oracle. We like, damn, the oracle's. We got the oracle right in front of us, man. We ain't got to watch the Matrix. You heard what the sister just did? Show this, blow this sister up. They do on TV to the celebrities, they Kanye, blow this sister up. Like I said, shout out to the sister, Spirit Doula, for having you on the show, because that's what led my spirit to bring you back on the show again.
Yeah.
But we're going to look out for you, sister. This is black magic.
Oh,
I'm an old soul, and I recognize wisdom when I see it. And I recognize the wisdom in you.
Yeah, you're the sign of wisdom.
We show love, yeah. And family, I thank you for making me look good by supporting the sister. You know what I'm saying? That's important. Like, I'm not just saying that to say that. You know, show love.
Oh,
so we're taking a special break. This is a special break to support Sister Myra for all the years and hard work she put in for the community, the humanity, our galactic ancestors watching. This is her time to shine. You hear that phone going on?
That's
important right there. That's important. I want to hear that sound, but I don't hear that sound no more. I got it. Here we go. I heard that sound. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Let me hear that sound. She deserves it. Y'all heard what the fuck just happened? The knowledge and wisdom she just gave? That was amazing. That message is tailor-made for right now. All right? And we ain't never going to be the same after hearing this broadcast. I ain't never going to be the same. I'm going to take a long walk outside after this show and meditate and look at the Sirius star constellation. I'm going to do all that, all right? So we took that break. I thank you, everybody, for showing the love. I hear that sound. Here we go. I hear that sound. I love that sound.
You guys, you're going to break my cash out.
Oh, man. You cash out going to think something wrong. They're going to think it's a scam or something. They're going to be like, what you doing, Myra? What you doing, Myra? We got to see that in the black community. My black people took care of me since 2005 when I talked to you. Like, they always have it. I've always been in business for myself.
Yes.
Our people are giving people, they just, you know, they just have to come across good beings with good hearts, and you're one of them, sister.
Oh, yes.
I'm going to take some questions from your family before I get out of here.
Okay.
Because I know y'all got some questions for the sister, so start putting some questions in the chat. We're going to get some questions, and then we're going to get out of here. I don't want to keep the sister too long. So give me some questions, all right, family, I'm loving it.
Let me tell you, since, our connection, Brother Rich, when you said I told you about the Sagittarius, well, I've only discovered, in the past, I say, couple of years, that the twin souls are coming from the same cross level.
Wow.
And you and your mate are on the same cross level. You're on the middle of a cross.
Woo.
You know, that's Virgo opposite Pisces and Gemini opposite Sagittarius.
Yeah.
And that's where the twin souls are coming from, the same cross level. You know, like, you know, if you're a cardinal sign, your mate will be on the cardinal cross. If you're a fixed sign, your mate will be on that fixed cross. And if you're a mutable sign, your mate will be on that mutable cross. And that's what's going on between you and the Sagittarius. You're on the same cross. You're both on the mutable cross. So that even is more validation of your twin soul connection.
Hey, Margaret, somebody asked, do you still do personal readings? I do.
I don't do the tarot anymore. I do what I call the fortune cards. And, man, are they giving up information. You know what they're giving up?
What?
The fortune cards are telling people how to step up and fulfill their ultimate destiny and purpose. It's a message from their own spirit. Not coming from me. I'm just the messenger. I call myself the reporter for the cosmos. So this is a message from your own spirit giving you the guidance on what you need to, how it needs to guide you in order to step you up to complete and fulfill your ultimate purpose. That's the type of message, you know, that, and, you know, I get people in groups. I got a Virgo this morning. I had a Virgo yesterday. And now here you come today. So all my people come to me in groups. So, yes, I do. That's the only thing I'm really doing right now is that card reading. However, you know, it's anywhere between 3 and 4 hours. You're going to get a thorough reading. You know, I do them early morning. You know, like this morning, you know, I started at 7 in the morning, and I didn't get off to 12 o'clock this afternoon today on the reading I had today, you know, because it's your own spirit, you know, identifying the most prevalent issue you may be wrestling with spiritually, and it's going to deal directly with that, you know, and tell you why it's happening. And, you know, and where it's leading you. Whenever we get readings, it's not about what you should do or shouldn't do. It's about what your spirit is revealing to you that is opening up in your energy. So that is what the readings are showing now. It's really, it's like people are coming and getting their marching orders from their own spirit as to how to step up to their, fulfill their ultimate destiny and purpose.
So how do people contact you? What's your contact info?
The best way to contact me, you know, I give out my phone number. I still got the same phone number, but I don't deal with the voicemails. So don't call me and leave me a voicemail. Text me. That's the best way to get a response from me. Is text me. Tell me you want an appointment, and I will give you the procedures on how to set up that appointment.
What's the text number? What's the?
The phone number. Area code 336-965-0180. And my girl, Spirit Doula, or Melanie, she set up a website for me. But you know, it's a little expensive in my book. It's not shy of, you know, clients, you see. So you can either do the website, you know, or you can come to me personally, but it'll be less expensive to come to me personally. So, you know, I know I'm not supposed to say that, but Brother Richard has really never been about the money for me. It's been about the message. My biggest reward is things like you said, you know, how much I did for you to help you, you know, to understand. I mean, all I did was help you understand the message from your spirit. That is what I do. I don't tell people what to do or what not to do. I connect them to their spirit to let their spirit give them the guidance. I'm a master at reading symbolism. That is spiritual language, symbolism, let's say. So I can look at the symbols and be able to tell you what message. I see the bigger picture. And then I put the individual aspects in harmony with that larger picture, you see, by looking at the symbolism of the message from the spirit, you see. So that's how I deliver the message. But I'm just the messenger, you see.
Somebody wants to know, Myra, what does it mean to be an Aquarius in the Aquarian age in 2022.
Well, you're directly getting that personal, you know, that sixth cross, the evolution. Now, remember, Aquarius is also the sign of I know. And with its opposite sign, Leo, the creative ruler, that is what we got to step up to. We got to say, I know I am a creative ruler in order to activate that rulership. That is the Aquarius and Leo axis energy, line of energy. This was also in the movie The Matrix. Remember when they took Neo to the Oracle because he doubted his power. And the Oracle said, no, you're not the one. I don't know what you're waiting on, your next life or whatever. Then she pointed to the sign above the door that said, no, thy step. If you don't know you're the one, you're not the one. Until you know you're the one, that you become the one. That is the Aquarius and Leo, axis of energy. Leo as the creative ruler, and Leo as the sign of I know. Leo is the, Aquarius as the sign of I know, and Leo the creative ruler. Aquarius is the last air sign, and air deals with knowing, knowledge. So it has the highest outreach to spiritual knowledge. Aquarius is, they call it the water bearer, even though it's an air sign, because it sits not right next door to Pisces. Pisces is the sign of the subconscious. That's the entrance into the soul realm, the ultimate water or the ultimate mama. I call Pisces the fairy godmama of the Cinderella story. And we are the Cinderella. And so Pisces, Aquarius, being an air sign, but they call it the water bearer. The reason they call it the water bearer is because it brings the hidden subconscious waters of Pisces and exposes it to the air or the conscious mind. The sign of revelation, you see. So we had to move out of Piscean age, the sign of our beliefs, because someone has put a bridge between our soul, moving our spirit out from our soul. We're now moving our spirit out from our emotional fears. So they programmed us in false beliefs, and that is what has polluted our subconscious, so that we're moving our spirit out from fears, doubts, and guilt. Those are the three things that will undermine your power.
Fears, doubt, and guilt.
Fears, doubts, and guilt. You have to be secure from within. And so fears, I always tell the story of the big bad wolf and the three little pigs. Now, the big bad wolf is the system of illusion who has to intimidate you into believing it has power over you, but its power is not real. And your house of straws is made up of your doubts, your fears, and your guilt. And the big bad wolf can huff and puff and blow that house down. Your house of twigs is made up of your insecurities. And the big bad wolf can huff and puff and blow that house down. But your house of bricks is when you're fully secure from within. And the big bad wolf can't do anything with that. When you're secure in the power you have internally in your connection to the universal whole, that's when you're secure. You know, that's when you're walking in the knowing. It's not enough just to know now. You have to be able to walk in that knowing. It's a difference in knowing and walking in the knowing. And here's an analogy I give to that. I say, suppose the spirit comes to you and says to you, today, when you walk out that door, somebody's going to come and try to plummet you in your face. But don't worry. They're not going to be able to touch your hair on your head. They're not going to be able to get a fraction of an inch within your face. So indeed you go out, and indeed somebody comes and tries to plummet you in your face. What are you going to do at that moment? Most of us are going to duck, we're going to run, or we're going to fight back. But it's not until you stand there proves that the power of the spirit is more real than the physical illusion that's hitting you in the face. It's not until you stand there can you prove they're not going to be able to touch your hair on your head or get a fraction of an inch within your face. That is when you're walking in the knowing versus knowing. You have to act like you know it, you see. You have to act like you are a ruler, a creative ruler. We are in training to be the new rulers for the new Aquarian age. You can't be a tentative ruler. You can't send your power out. You can look over your shoulder and wonder if it's going to happen. The Aquarian age says you have to know your power in order to activate your power. If you don't know it, you don't have it. If you believe they can get you, you've opened the door for them to get you. But they have to bring us down to get to us. They can't come up to where we're at.
Right.
So they have to bring you down through your doubts, your fears, and your guilt in order to make you vulnerable to their attack. You remember, I love the movie The Matrix. You remember the movie The Matrix, the second one, when Neo was fighting all these agents. They were duplicating themselves, you see.
Mm-hmm.
And if you can remember, there was a little old woman walking down the street with a basket of groceries.
Mm-hmm.
And all of a sudden she starts vibrating. And then she turns into an agent and joins the fight.
Mm-hmm.
That is how we are influenced through our doubts, fears, and guilt, and insecurities, you see, to be used as a tool against the royal purpose. That is why one of the first prerequisites to stepping up as a royal ruler is you have to be secure from within, so you don't look outside of yourself through your ego and be manipulated through your ego to be used as a tool against this royal purpose.
Mm.
So that's why I run around telling people I'm hermetized. You can't do anything.
There you go.
When I walk on an airplane, I look around at the people and I talk to them telepathically and I tell them how fortunate they are to be on an airplane with me, a royal being.
Mm.
Because I'm on that plane, it will be protected. And they'll be protected in lieu of that. This is the authority that we have to step up to in our world.
That's some authority. That's some authority, yeah.
The authority of our world, yes.
Yeah.
That's what we step up to. And Aquarius is the biggest factor of that because we went into the Aquarian age, which is about our evolution as the rulers, but we have to know we're the rulers before we become the rulers. If we don't know it, you know, and that's how they use doubt, fear, and guilt. They're using fear right now to manipulate the world.
Yeah, with the you know what, remember I said,
yeah.
I don't want to mention the name.
No, you won't.
Big,
you won't.
Big time. They're using that big time.
Oh, absolutely.
They must be scared. They must know what's going on.
They know what's going
on. That's why they're making that move, huh? That's
yeah.
A move out of desperation.
And the ultimate purpose that they want us to do is what's going to cut us off from that higher vibration. Connecting to that higher vibration.
Mm.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
You know, when people are leaving their jobs because of it,
that's
going to cut us off from our higher connection. That's the whole aim behind all of this, is to cut us off because they know it's time for divine intervention from our universal parents. They know it's time for that to happen. So that is why they're desperately trying to get us where we can't raise our vibration and connect to that divine intervention. Jupiter is where we get all our blessings, is the planet Jupiter. It's the great beneficence. But you have to be optimistic to tap into it. If you're thinking pessimistic, that's your level you're going to energize. If you're thinking optimistic, you're going to energize. Like I said, we're transmitters as well as receivers. But it's what we send out as to what we're spiraling back. So if we're thinking high level, which right now we got to transition from our mind operating as an automobile to a locomotive, which means we have to be much more conscientious with what we're doing with our thoughts. Because it's through our imagination that we maneuver in the spiritual realm.
Mm-hmm. Let me ask this question here. Somebody says, what does the 13th sign fit into everything that's going on?
Good questions, you guys. Mm. 13 is the highest vibration number.
Mm.
We have to do 13 cycles to make a transition to the next level. 13, see, the number 4 is the number of completion. 4 elements.
What can you buy with $1?
Bitcoin.
All your favorite cryptocurrencies.
Y'all see how right when they get to the meat and potatoes, they want to do the ads? That's a distraction.
See, the number four is the number of completion. Four elements, four directions, that's the number of completion. The four members of the royal family. So the higher octane of the number four.
Well, let me run that back.
The number of completion, so that means you
let me run that back, guys.
Transition to the next level. 13, see, the number four is Carolina.
Okay.
They brought me a little Virgo girl to watch. She was only 9 weeks old. It had been a long time since I had watched a child that young. So I wanted to be attentive to her every need. She had been taking her nap, and she was about to wake up. So I went and got her bottle ready. And I'm waiting for her to wake up, and I'm going to give her a bottle before she even has to cry for it. And I'm watching her little eyes begin to flutter open, watching her little mouth start to twitch, and I'm ready to thrust that bottle when all of a sudden I hear Big Mama speaking to me. Now, Big Mama speaks to you from the internal. Father speaks to you external through the mind. Mama speaks to you internally through how you feel, the water element.
Okay.
And I hear Big Mama speaking to me, and this is what she says to me. She says, you see how attentive you are to her? Don't you know I'm just as attentive to you? Liberating, you understand?
Wait a minute.
Mama is ready to prove her magic and her willingness to work that magic for you.
That's
but you have to embrace her in faith and trust. You can't straddle the fence. Remember, you don't blend energy. So you have to complete Father's path, the knowing, the logic and reason, the negotiation. That's Father's domain.
Mm-hmm.
Mama's the opposite. She's the water. She works the magic. She goes beyond your logic and reason. And she takes care of your needs beyond your capability. When you reach the maximum of what you know to do, that's when you're ripe and ready for Big Mama. Remember, when we first came into this physical reality, we had a physical mama who took care of our physical needs as babies beyond our capability. We had to lay up in the crib and figure out how to eat or change our diapers. We had a mama who knew what we needed even before we knew what we had a need for. Now we're stepping up in the cosmos, and now we have to trust our cosmic mama in that same vein. And the systems of the world has all become corrupted, every last one of them, at a global level. And now it's gotten too big for us personally. And now, like I said, it's reaching the planetary level, so that is what's going to bring Mama Universe to the table to rescue her children. She's on a scared straight program. My family don't understand what it's like to be without me, so I'm going to back up, let them see what it's like just to be under Father. Father is the great disciplinarian. He's the one that challenges us, restricts us, and limits us just to see how we'll overcome those limitations and restrictions by staying true to our integrity and character. Remember, he's the ruler of Capricorn, the sign of character and integrity. So he challenges you, and when you overcome those challenges with integrity, you've passed the lessons of Saturn, and that's when he passes you over to Mama. She is the comforter. She is the one who's going to kiss those boo-boos that you experience in father discipline and character building. She is the one that will kiss those boo-boos, just like when you were a child outside running and playing, you fell down and bumped your knee, you went straight to Mama crying, and all she had to do was kiss that boo-boo, and it was magically okay. Well, we have a cosmic Mama ready to do that for us now, because the systems of the world has become corrupted beyond our ability. So that's when Mama comes to the table. She's ready now to prove the magic. And all you got to do is embrace her in faith and trust. And she is waiting and willing and anxious to prove that we are hers. We have been ordained by her. But we got to act like we know it. Because once you've been ordained by Big Mama, then there's nothing to fear. But anything that if you fear anything more than her, because she's like Homie the Clown. She don't play.
Yeah,
you know, father, he's the negotiator. He's the one who compromises and negotiates. That's his role. Nothing wrong with it. Bobby Hammer said, you know, that this is why they imaged Mama as the crocodile. He said, you can play with a lion. If it's not hungry, you may escape the master. You may swim with a shark. If it don't smell blood, you may escape again. He said, the only thing that's going to F you up without mercy is the crocodile, the symbol of the great mama. She doesn't play. She's Kali Ma. Cancer energy is Kali Ma. You know who Kali Ma is? She's depicted as a deity in India. Mm-hmm. And she's like, she has a necklace of skulls. She's crossed down. She's got a blade between her teeth, blood dripping down.
Mm-hmm.
That is Kali Ma. That is cancer energy. She's very ferocious and vicious when it comes to protecting her family. This is why we call female dogs bitches. Very ferocious when it comes to protecting the family. That's mama. She don't play, you see. She will mess you up first and ask questions later if she senses you're trying to harm her family. And that's who we can call on now, you know. Mama! When it gets too big and too much for us to handle, then that is when she's ready to poop. The magic. First two letters of magic is mom. That's her domain. Father deals with logic and reason, knowing, you know, understanding the air element, the air and fire. Mama deals with the magic. You have to embrace her in faith and trust. She's Mama Universe. You have to balance Father's spirit with Mama's soul in order to become whole. Mama tells where we came from, our ancient mirror.
Myra, you mentioned symbolism earlier.
Yes.
Is there any symbolism in Kamala being vice president? I think that's her name, Kamala. Is there any symbolism?
Yes, that's her name. Yeah, she's the.
Yeah. That's because we're in the.
She's not even. Daughter Earth. It's time for her. She's the rejected stone. who becomes the cornerstone. It's in her rejection and redemption the earth is transformed. Now, the next time I come on to your show, we're going to have to do, I'm going to have to tell you, you know, how, because when they, you know, doing the energy of Willie Lynch, you see, what they did is they separated us as a royal family. The mother smothered the power of the son, okay? Energy unfolds from mother to son and father to daughter. Father is the spirit, daughter is character, mama is the soul or the universe, and the son is the power. So at the physical level, what happens, mother, water, you put an S in front of mother, you get smothered. So too much water smothers the fire or the power of the son. That is what they did. What they did was kill off the father who would protect the family. And so this caused the muck in front of the mother, so she would keep the son a little bit, keep him in his ego, so he wouldn't grow into the father and be killed also. So that's how her water smothered the fire or the power of the son. And at the same time, in opposite, on the spiritual end, the father abandoned the value of the daughter. So mother smothered the power of the son, and the father abandoned the value of the daughter. You see, and they said this will self-perpetuate unless something phenomenal turns it around. Well, we had those phenomena, and that's what I will talk about the next time I come onto your program, what those phenomenals were that turned the energy around, that reversed that energy, where the mama no longer smothers the son's power, he resurrects into Father's spirit, who then redeems the value of daughter earth or daughter character. Well, we had two phenomena in the universe that indicated how that energy got turned around. And so we could step up as the new rulers as we went into the Aquarian age in 2013 at the winter solstice. Like I said, the number 13, highest vibration, magic. That's when you've completed enough levels to tap into the magic of the universe. That is why they tried to shy us away from it, told us it was bad luck. And remember, McDonald's used it, because if you do the M with the line under, and then on the side, you have 13. So that's how they were. And then they started doing a campaign, 13 billion souls. Because 13 is the magical vibration. We've been on a, they've had us in a ninth vibration stagnation. Nine is the number of stagnation. Because anytime you add a number to nine, it comes back to that number. Anytime you add a number to nine, it comes back to that number. So it was the ninth vibration of stagnation. And one of those phenomena that happened in 2003 is what bumped us out of that ninth vibration stagnation to the 10th level, which gave us range to the 13th, because the 3, you see, 3 is the magical number, the third kind of charm. So that puts us in the third, in the range of 13, from the 10th vibration to the 13th vibration.
Here's how to cancel a subscription with Truebill.
In the range of 13, from the 10th vibration to the 13th vibration, where we're now able to tap into the magic and start energizing, channeling, activating, stepping up. So we had to get to that 13th level in order to tap into the magic of the universe. So.
Yes. Let's take one more question. You cool for one more question, Michael? Okay, yeah. One more question, then we're going to get out of here, family. We're going to come back for a part two. You heard her sister say what she's going to go into on the next one.
Yeah.
And, yeah, I appreciate y'all. We got a packed house here. We got about 1,700 people.
Wow.
What, yeah, 1,700 people watching live. So I appreciate the support. Somebody says, can you speak on Mercury retrograde that's happening tomorrow?
Oh, okay. Mercury retrograde that's happening tomorrow. And do they know what energy Mercury is in?
Yeah, the person on natural spice. Do you know what energy Mercury is in?
Where it's located, what constellation?
Mm-hmm.
Well, Mercury retrograde, and that's tomorrow. We're in Capricorn. Whenever we're... means it's like we're going backwards, you know. Direct is when we're in the physical rotation. And then when we're in retrograde, we're going in a spiritual rotation. It's like the planet is going backwards, you see. And wherever you have a Mercury retrograde, like if in your chart, retrograde, give that person a special look because they're here to serve a special purpose. And it's like being painted with the energy for us three times as the planet moves forward, backwards, and then forward again, you see. So that's a special purpose and a mission being served in the retrograde energy, and you're getting painted with that energy three times, you see. So there's a special mission and a purpose that's ready to open up tomorrow in that case, you see, where we're going to get a triple dose of that energy in order to, like we're at the time of fulfillment right now, you know, all kind of phenomenal is going to start happening, you see. So Capricorn and Aquarius, okay. Capricorn represents the system. And what Aquarius does is when the system gets too stagnated and corrupted, then Aquarius, which is ruled by Uranus. Uranus is the planet of evolution, is the planet of unexpected, explosive changes, revolutionary changes. So when the system has become too stale and stagnated, then that is what Uranus or Aquarius, you know, will disrupt that stagnation and that corruption, you know, explode it, you see. Like I said, Mama lays dormant and let the masculine build up their land of order, and then when it gets too corrupted, she'll wake up and throw it all into chaos. That is what Uranus does through Aquarius energy. It will throw into chaos the systems of the world that has become too corrupted and stagnated. It disrupts the status quo. And we're at the time of fulfillment where the systems, now where the systems have been attacking, now we're getting ready to get the counterattack from the universe. From Father Spirit and Mama Universe, they're getting ready to counterattack. You see, so that is what that Mercury and retrograde going between Aquarius and Capricorn is indicating, that it's now time. See, Mercury is the magician of the planets, you see, and it's the messenger of the three realms. Mercury brings you messages from the soul realm, the spirit realm, to the physical realm, you see, and it is the magic or the magician. And also, Mercury deals with channeling. Gemini is the channeler. Wherever your Gemini is at is where you channel. Like I have a Gemini moon. So I channel the feelings of Big Mama and then communicate it, you know, to the world, you see. That is my Gemini moon. So wherever your Gemini, that she is Sagittarius because her opposite sign is Gemini. That's her opposite, so master channeler. Being able to channel from the universe. So Mercury is the planetary ruler of both Gemini and Virgo. And so so being able to channel, and see, Mercury represents the conscious mind, where Pisces or Neptune represents the subconscious mind. Mercury represents the conscious mind, the air element, you see. So being able to channel messages from the all three realms, you know, and then be able to work the magic. So Mercury, yeah, it's the one that's bringing the messages to the universe from the spiritual realm and the universal realm that is getting ready to take down the corrupted system.
Mm-hmm.
you see, and liberate us, you know, from whatever we shifted up to the opposite of what we've been through.
Is that the outro music? Is that the outro music right there?
No, that's my phone ringing. I became friends with Brother Fred, you know, of Earth, Wind, and Fire, the drummer, the youngest drummer of Earth, Wind, and Fire. And today is his birthday, so he was. I had called him earlier to wish him a happy birthday, so he was just trying to call me back.
Yeah, happy birthday, Fred. Right.
Yeah, mine was Saturday, last Saturday.
Yeah, happy belated.
Yeah. I turned 70.
Congratulations.
That is so, that's kind of intimidating, Brother Fred, because I'm, I'm calling you Brother Fred. That is very intimidating because, I mean, I can handle the 60s, but the 70s is kind of like, oh, my gosh, I'm getting up there.
Congratulations, man. That's,
thank you.
Yeah, congratulations. Hey, I hope y'all enjoy, family. I want to thank all y'all for tuning in. I'm leaving her cash up on the screen. For those who may not have donated as of yet, we show the sister tons of love. And now that we know it's a dog.
So far from where I started out, so far from where I wanna be, listening for answers in the wind, but can't find a right to plant my feet, looking for love in all the wrong places, down on my knees and now I'm praying for patience, I know there's gotta be a better way, in the back of my mind. Hear my mama say, slow down, baby, going too fast. You got your hands in the air with your feet on the gas. You're about to wreck your future, running from your past. You need to slow down, baby. Thinking the faster that I go, the faster that I will reach my goal. Is not given to the swift, but to the one who endures. I thought that all my obstacles were behind me, walking around like I'm made out of diamonds. I tripped and fell and it reminded me to move over and let my angel guide me. Baby, slow down. Baby, slow down.
Enhance your mind. Recharge your spirit. Awaken your soul. Enhancing Awareness Radio. Enhancing awareness with clarity.
All right, guys. Peace, 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 guys. Thank you. Thank you, Sister Maya, Brother Rich, OMG. Let me tell y'all. These are interesting times. And, man, I promise you guys, I was spiraling. I've been in deep depressive, deep rest. Let me say that. Been in deep rest. I knew that it was value in my valley. I knew, and I know there is value in my valley. And, you know, I was like, I needed clarity. I'm like, you know, I needed clarity. You know, I literally... Okay, very beautiful. Hold on. Okay, there we go. All right, we got you merged in. All right, beautiful, guys. So, you know, in that clip, you guys, you know, just in my personal walk, you guys, I've been spiraling. I had been in a depressive mode for 6 months. You know, it started my birthday, and I just didn't know which way to turn. And I'm like, you know, like, what the fuck? You know, all I knew to do was fight. And, you know, it was getting crazy. It was getting really chaotic. You know what I mean? And I know, and I use myself as an example, because I know that there are many. Not that they don't want us, not that you guys don't want to speak up. A lot of you guys do not know how to speak up. You do not know how to express yourself, you know, for whatever fear, for whatever reason, or even what you may lose by speaking up. And by you speaking up and telling people how you feel, even in your own lives, in your own family, you probably have something sacred to lose. You know what I mean? Because it would seem like you were going against. When all in actuality, guys, you know, it's just that we were never able to speak up for ourselves. We never really had a voice, you know. So, Sister Maya, you know, brought that balance. She brought that clarity. You know, Mother showed up and was like, just as the song just said, you guys, Mother showed up and Mother was like, slow down, baby. You moving too fast. You know what I mean? And it's like, you know, sometimes when you got a firehead, Shango, you know what I'm saying? You know, fighting fire with fire, you know, he don't want to hear correction. You know what I'm saying? He probably needs, in that time, nurturement. You know what I mean? So I say this to also say that there are a lot of men out here who I know who are angry, who are, you know, enraged, you know, as you are healing. You know, kudos to the men, shout out to the men, because I am seeing both elders and senior level all the way down to the youth. You know what I mean? A lot of kudos to us, because they said that we couldn't do it, y'all. Said they spoke death, and they said that we couldn't do it. And to be quite frank with you, I think when the men started to get on this healing, I think that they have surpassed the women. That's just what I think and what I feel. I feel a lot of us men have surpassed you guys, because I feel that a lot of women, you know, and again, and as I quoted today, I love my women. Please don't get it twisted. I love my strong. I'm attracted to strong, bold, you know, beautiful carbonated, because I'm getting away from using black, but carbonated women, you know. So with that being said, guys, if we cannot challenge each other, see, we cannot be selective when it comes to the healing. If we cannot challenge each other on a level of growth, you know what I'm saying? Like, guys, what? Why? Why are we doing it? You know, and the show today was actually originally entitled "My Letter, a Message to Women," and you know, it was going to be "My Letter to Women," really, because I feel that a lot of you are stuck at accountability. I'm not sure where that comes from, but you know what I mean. So, my message, you guys, is for everyone. I feel that the lecture today gave us clarity, it gave us balance, and it gave us an understanding on what's going on a cosmic level, all right? So with that being said, guys, we have 50 minutes left in Eternal. They tried to hang Eternal up and not make him a part of this podcast, but oh no, Eternal, anytime you are hung up, Eternal, in a live broadcast, always do what you did just now, and I'll merge you back in. Peace on to you, brother. You probably have to unmute, Eternal. Okay. Eternal, I know that's you, and I know you're here, but there we go. All right, there we
greetings.
Go. We got greetings. I'm glad the app worked for you.
It's that technology, bro. It's techno.
Yeah.
How you feeling today?
Yeah. I am feeling rejuvenated and creative today. I'm painting while I'm talking. So rejuvenated and creative. Yes, yes, yes. And what about you?
I'm actually relaxed. I actually had to recharge this body better than, you know, usually what I do if I'm doing a daily thing. Staying on my feet all the time as a Pisces. And then, you know, your back, then what it is, your spine, like to everything, how you use your keys, your 33 or your 31 and one third, how do we actually connect to the body? You know, I just had to lay down a little longer today.
Okay.
But I'm great. I'm relaxed. I'm full of energy. Relaxed reserve energy, I should say. And I love Myra. I had her on VHS. We go back,
oh, wow.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, C.L. Freeman, you know, Freeman L. I love how that's the older generation that still has the spunk that can still enlighten us without saying, oh, tainted by this and tainted by that. Now, I get it. Some of us, we're not going to be all the way there like everybody else. I get it.
Yeah.
You know, however, in that spirit of the moment, we have a legba that shows us that they're right there on the same plane you are on, because that shadow that might be casting on them might be another light that's shining brighter than the one you're facing. And so you'd be like, oh, shoot, that's why I'm near this being. You know, we take on stages of maybe you weren't ready to fight this being yet. Maybe you just had to observe the fight so that you see what a fight is. And, you know, once you see it, you don't have to do what we call a fight.
Yeah.
You might find the solutions. You know, the solution is very easy to see. It's just hard, like how you said earlier, it's hard for us to say, oh, shoot, I got to learn this from somebody. I don't want to learn from nobody.
Yeah.
And those are our stages. Right. Like, I'm experiencing it. You just said you're experiencing it. You know, these are the daily praxis in ourselves that, just like if I was to say, I'm not saying that everybody's Buddha. However, if everybody had a Buddha moment, this would be where the enlightenment comes in. This is where you say, oh, this is what pranayama is about. You know, what we call samadhas. And the samadhas is like built up energy. And in those energies, it's the will to use your astral body, your cosmic body. And then, of course, there's one even deeper than all of them, your galactic body. Yet in the cosmic body, those are your alert messengers that a lot of you, us as people, we say around each other and we get these responses coming from it. The astral bleeding or the astral body end up doing that, giving the message to the cosmic body. So it is mindful how you speak through your etheric body in that physical, mental, and spiritual. Through that etherical body, how you give the message, right, to the cosmic, so that when it comes galactic, it's not, oh, we heard you was in panic mode, and we all came, and here you are not really in panic mode. You just cut your finger.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to move our ships now. We're going to go further away from you because you evidently don't know your power yet, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And this will end up happening after a while. The boy that cried wolf so many times, and the third time they didn't come. So now is, are you really, you know, being mindful when you say, ouch, I'm hurting, or are you just saying ouch for recognition?
Hmm.
You got to pause every now and then. Let your good and your bad be your good and your bad. Sometimes that bad end up being good, and you're like, oh, shoot, I didn't mean to dismiss that.
Yeah.
And this is where you, just like I said earlier, some of us are bitter men right now running around the earth because we see it. We see it every day. And I'm thinking, okay, why am I sick? Why am I sick? Oh, my mama is sick. That's why I'm sick, because my mama's sick. Mama, can you heal? Oh, that's right. Mama, you can't heal because you out there in the working field healing everybody else.
Mm.
So, yeah, it does take a point where you say, I got to step back for a second because I'm about to take on this pain that I'm feeling about how I'm seeing the stagnation of the number nine as a Sagittarius, which is my mother, who's a night nurse or a day nurse or whatever nurse you want to call it. She's a nurse 24 hours to me. So she's been healing all these people on the earth. And I'm like, hey, Mom, where's my turn at? Oh, that's right. I got to wait for Jesus to get his turn first. I ain't even mad at Jesus. The story is the Bible and the book that we've given ourselves are different interpretations. And so some of us actually explain Jesus better than we could explain our son or our daughter. That might be the issue.
Mm. Mm.
If your spiritual is more effective than your mental and your physical, that's why the blockage is for your physical and your mental, because you're using more spiritual than anything, yet it's not helping your physical and your mental if you're just all spiritual.
Mm-hmm.
All these three things have to work itself out, you know, and it's not a point that you stay bitter in it, you know, because you could bite your own foot, but when you bite that spiritual foot, as the sister said, when you get into the physical, there's your head you bit as well. So now how much of your head do you bite off before you say, okay, now I'm going to live the world? How? When you just bit half your head off.
Mm.
You can take a little bit of your brain out, but when you take your mind, a little bit of your mind, you done. You are done.
Yeah.
So that's just the explanation to don't go crazy about what you're going into. Don't let it over empower you to where now your position is futile. As the sister said, without power of the position is futile. So where does that come from? Your conscience. So if you're not consciously aware of certain things, start getting that way. Don't just say, oh, my family eating wrong, I'm going to eat wrong too. If your family eating wrong, then it's your position to find out what wrong is, because it's probably just left, and then change it to right. You ain't got to keep going two lefts. You can go three lefts. Eventually, you're going to find yourself on the right. You'll be like, how did I get over here? I took three lefts.
Yeah.
Our imagination, what you're doing is great, and that's what we have to work on. A lot of us really can't imagine. We've been giving society that pleasure to give you imagination, and now imagination, as they call it, is running wild and amok. Yet amok and wild represents a Negro. It's why zebra, as a zebra, represents a wild horse, yet that's still Horace. Our words of origin and the name towards that origin is very, very, as a sister said, important. So now you will know, not only through a zodiac scale, you are 6 hours of doing something, 6 to 8 hours of doing something. So as the six being Virgo energy, even if you used it in numerology, you still can figure this out. That's Mother Mary. So by the time 6 o'clock or 6 p.m. or 6 a.m. gets here, you probably either hungry or you're ready to lay down because of all much of what you did, you know, causing you this stagnation because, of course, you didn't get enough recharge. So now this 6 to 6 concept, physical to your spiritual. Why does 6 being Virgo, Mary being Pisces on the oppositional scale? And then the cross of the cross will be Gemini and Sagittarius. Yes, it's important to learn your 6 just as much as it's important to learn your 12. So you have the whole zodiac of Ezekiel's will, as what we know as Harry Potter's will. We've heard these stories. It's just in many different books. So the Harry Potter to the Pinocchio's, have you been lying to yourself? Is that why your nose keep getting bigger? Because you're so nosy? See, when your nose get big, it's one part. But when is that why added? It's like saying rose to rosy. That's like many, man, then man, now Manny. There's like many of that man. So we don't really see the word like that because we have to look at it differently even when we sound it out. Yet we know bod and body. Now, if you know bod, bod represents one bod, not two bods. You would put an S on it to indicate plural. So if we've been hearing singular and plural for the longest of our time and then abuse this, then this is why it's dysfunction, and this is why it's neglect, and this is why it's abuse. Now, this is why it's guilt, this is why it's fear, and this is why it's also doubt. You have to use your powers for yourself. Now, of course, if you don't, then this is why you say it's not powerful for you. And then at the same time, you call it superpowers. So now it really don't attach to you. These things we do naturally. You've been doing this naturally. Look at it. Look at the earth right now. It has a magical power going on with the snow in certain areas, cleansing up that air because we done did so much damage in the sky that the air need to cleanse itself. Somebody's doing that. It ain't just the man. The man can't do all that. He ain't that powerful. We know that mother has a course of this nature as well. We could say man is the masculine of God. Well, if you did say that, then you would have to say Father Time. Because if I say this, I'm giving another moment for mother's grace. And why am I giving mother some grace and father some time? Because I'm the child in between it. Now, if I don't know this or haven't mastered this, there's no key for me when it comes to Solomon, which we know as Reuben. They didn't change names so much. And that's why we're into these chronicles of learning the cross erection or the Rosicrucian or the cross section. This is why we're connected to the belly, the beast aspect. You're coming out of a lion energy. So who are you lying to? Is it your nose that's lying down? Or is your nose connected to this lion in your stomach? When you're hungry, you smell something, you're ready to eat. This is food for my eyes, what we call food for meat or meat being thought. This is what food is to your thoughts. You're being taught all these things. This is how you create more energy for your body because you want chakras to be open in alignment so your kundalini, your serpentine energy can now master yourself so you can be a master of your own universe. So now you can do some galactic things in this cosmic world. Or you're just feeling worldly and you're doing only small world things that are very minute, very small, very surface-like. You know, when you're at a point, like the sister said, there's a season where you start to say, you know what? I'm kind of over this 3 months of this crap. And I'm not doing this for the next 3 months. You know what you can endure. You know what you're not going to tolerate. You know what's now doubt to you because you might have doubted in the beginning, but you was like, let's just go through it anyway. Let's just see how it work out. And then when you finally see, like, dang it, I put all this time. You know what? I ain't going through this the next 3 months. So you will change in your seasons. That's why it's reasons to your seasons. Mm-hmm. And so some of us are not committed at doing these things. Some of us are not committed at seeing if I'm doing good now and it changes in 3 months, would I still be doing good in my mind? And can I utilize my mind now since it's not happening in the physical? Can I use that mental? And now if I'm challenged for the next 3 months, can I use my spiritual? So when you came into this birth aspect, it was 9 months to this birth. So Sagittarius, of course, a lot of us got Sagittarius energy. We're just unaware of what that means. So when I say nine, it's really saying Sagittarius. You've been stagnated to come into the earth. Now you're here. Now you're on stage. Now, Nat, what you going to do? Stagnant. Are you going to just stay stagnated? Or are you going to do something on your stage and show your sages of yourself, your ages of yourself, and change the pages to yourself for numbers? Nine being 10. 10 represents your Jack, being Jack as a Capricorn. You see the structure of yourself. See, when Sagittarius came in to give you stagnation, it's really for you to see yourself. Every zodiac sign has a mantra to it. So Sagittarius represents I see. So if you came in on that and now you see, okay, I'm now Capricorn in this next month, I need to give myself some structure. Okay, I got into this. Now I got to find out what Aquarius is. Oh, I don't study none of these zodiacs. I had the nerve of you, not even learning your nervous system. And you want to go around and have babies and do all these other things. What are you doing, mother, father? What are we doing as this child looking on y'all, seeing what y'all doing? You think I want to re-emulate that? You think I want to actually work on a steam engine, working on the steam engine, when we're doing with technology now and you working on a steam engine? This is how we know that we weren't slaves in the day of the past, in the 1600s. They didn't have steamboats then. So how did they get all them people over there? They didn't. That's the imagination.
Aha.
We got to know these things. We got to put ourselves in the generation we are now, look back in the generation they said that was there, and see how all this stuff supposedly be matching up, because it might have just been looking at it black and white and didn't see no color. Yet when they put the camera in front of you and they gave you the camera of black and white film and they said, this is black and white, why, you're in color. Figure that out.
There was never any black and white at all.
Okay.
Smoke and mirrors.
Yes. Exactly. Smoke and mirrors. See, when we see steam, we don't know where the fire is at. Yet the steam could be just as cold. It might be the heat of the sun giving you the steam. It don't have to always be the fire coming off the earth, but it could be also the fire coming off the earth. And this is how we know about our zenith ability. You speak truth. So if you throw out only 20%, you ain't going to get but 20% back. But if you're going to throw out 80%, you're going to get 80% to you.
Yep.
Now, the scary thing is if you throw out 90% of that, that ain't truth. 10% ain't coming back. It's going to be a full 90.
Yeah. She said that. She talked about that. Yeah.
And this is why you see duals in your body. We have duals in the body. We have a dual of your night and so-called day. This is why the spiritual realm is connected to your physical realm. So if you activate it on one side, you deactivate it on the other. So when you get up and you at 6 a.m. and then by 6 p.m., you're like, man, I'm ready to lay down. Because your spiritual body now kicked in and they say, uh-oh, you know, you done went past the 6, you going into 7 now. So what are we doing? Like, we done put a time on ourselves. We done gave a grace to ourselves. Now Father Time is coming in, and it don't matter how Mama talking, Dad coming in with that structure and saying, cut off time. It's the same way when you're at the job site. Now, if you don't like your job, the reason why you're ready to get out fast. If you don't like how you're getting this so-called finance in your hand, that's the reason why you're ready to run away from it or get it, get more than what you did or you earned for. This is what's attacking our moral rights. If you don't know morally your morality, are you really like taking these bottles from out of the refrigerator and not tallying up how much you just stole from the people that you work for? You know what I'm saying? Just because nobody's watching you, you feel like, okay, I could just do this. Nobody's watching me. I can be unaccountable at this moment. Or even do you replace it? You know what I mean? Instead of saying, I don't have, you know what? I ain't got the money right now. Let me just write my name down and tad it up. Or let me put some work in a different way where I'm still giving. And then let me acknowledge the people that own this stuff. Hey, I got a couple of bottles. Time is tight right now. I need to exchange this differently because I don't have the finance in my pocket like I thought physically. But yet I'm going to use my spiritual in an immoral way and think that I'm still okay as long as I say Jesus will take care of me. If it's the devil punishing me, I'm going to call the devil punishing me. When you're creating the devil, just as much as you're creating the Jesus. So who got power? Are you really giving the worship of the negative more power than the actual worship that you do for the positive? This is how we know that we shouldn't be worshiping anyway. If you're honoring it, you're going to do it. If you're dishonoring it, that's why it ain't been done. It's going to come out. That's what we look at. We're looking at the stagnations of ourselves. So in that stagnation, before you even get to stagnation, as Scorpio is, you're going through 8 sections of your body parts. So that means you're going up, down, left, and the right. Now, the thing is about six happens to be you going in and out of yourself. Now, the thing is about in and out, this is how you find out you have a dry side to yourself and a moist side to yourself. That's why you feel fire, earth, air, and rain. Notice I said feel, because if you didn't have a feeling, you wouldn't know what fire is, air is, rain is, or the earth. Now, if you have feelings towards these things, you know that this is what, if it's becoming numb to you, then you know that something is hitting you. You just got to now figure out how. And so that's where the emotion comes from. This is your sixth realm. This is why you have a Mother Mary. Everybody has a Mother Mary in themselves. It's in your blood. So if you got cold blood, warm blood, you know, if you full heart in the blood, heart, what would they say, full blood hearted or heart blood, whatever. If you got enough heart for yourself, you'd be even giving out a lot of whatever that is. At a point where you'd be like feeling like, damn, this person is heartless. And you start to see the difference between one who's full of compassion and one who's what we really call it, passionate. They're not selfish. We want to say that, but they're passionate about themselves. And that's what makes them selfish.
So they're not prideful. They're just protective of themselves.
Yes.
Really? There we go. Oh.
So if the chakras ain't really in this alignment, our insecurities come out full scale. Like she said, you can have doubt. You can have fear. And what's the other one? Doubt, fear, and guilt. When you have those three running you, then they running you. That's your three chakras that ain't going to go nowhere because it's going to stay in them one, two, or three. You're going to want to eat. You want to have sex. And you want to talk about somebody. Does not mean it's empowering you. And does that mean you're even empowering the other? Like, when you talk about these people, can it be a point where you want to uplift these people or you're just giving an example? Because if you're giving an example, at what point does the example change to say, you know what, best for them? If not, this is why we, like, basically run around gospeling ourselves to each other. Man, I get it. We do it. I do it. You know what I mean? We get up here, we put, like, little tags on, saying, you know, a guilty person is one who don't speak and blah, blah, blah. But now imagine this. As soon as you put it out there, a guilty person is one who don't speak. And then you have somebody hit you on the phone and be like, hey, yo, I kept feeling like you were talking about me. I was like, what? Yeah. It's like I go on your joint and it's like, wait. You said you went where? I went on your Facebook. Well, then how am I talking about you? I'm talking to Facebook. This will get a lot of people in trouble. They want to go onto your post, see something of your stuff, and now because they're nosy, the nose, going into it, they don't know how deep it could be. So now they have to question it. But it shouldn't be a question if your name not in it. But since the characteristic of yourself is in it, you feel a certain kind of way that you're like, oh, shoot, I need to talk to this man because I feel like this person talking about me. And it might have been, what, two, three quotes, whatever. Whatever you decided to look at, to make you feel more interested in, that must be me. Well, that's the same thing the tarot cards be doing. That's the same thing that our readers be doing when they say, let me give you a reading. And you're like, oh, shoot, that's me. No, that's a generalized version of you. And because you took on the likenesses, you made it not only personal, you made it inner. Of course it's talking about you, but it's talking about you along with everybody else. So how did you become so individualized all of a sudden? Yet, ungraciously, this is what we do. It's called ego.
Yeah.
You get that ego, to tame that ego. That's why the lion also can represent an ego that, you know, it becomes egotistical. And that's why it's important to learn. Go ahead.
Can I give a balance to that, too? I hear you, but I feel that even, because I do that sometimes with your posts, you know what I'm saying? Like, I know it's not about me, but, like, I may take offense to it, or I may, you know, be like, you know, I may try to relate it to myself, but I want to say.
What did you just say? Everybody, see, you said you try to relate it to yourself. That's a little different. All right, go ahead.
Yeah. I try to relate it to myself, but then I'll be like, okay, well, nah, that wasn't about me. But I want to say something, though. Even in that, for myself, I'm learning. I'm like, okay, what was it about that even got my attention roaring? You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. To even want to take offense when I know you come mm-hmm. from a good space heart. You know what I mean? So
as genuine as it can be said, you know, your mama can't tell you too much without you taking offense to it. Your dad can't tell you too much without you taking offense to it. Now, however, if it's truthful, then you feel like it hurts. So now you do take offense to it. However, it's the truth. What, you
yeah.
want me to not
yeah.
tell you the truth? You want me to just keep it to myself? This is why most people say, I don't tell you anything, because you look like you ain't ready for it. But you be like, but I am ready for it. He's like, nope,
yeah.
not how you look.
Like, are you real?
Yeah. You serious?
Yeah.
That's just like, yeah. what can I give it to you? How can I give it to you? When can I give it to you? Where can I give it? Why should I give it to you? Those start to become these six, as we call them, the married. Why we question God? Why are we questioning God? Well, we got to question God. We don't know. Is God? Are you God? Let me see how you're God. What makes you God? Why are you God? When was you God in the first place? You know, who made you God? these questions start to become a point of how you align your senses, your smell, your taste, your touch, your feel. Now you feel more, okay, I got the empathy to know and the sympathy to know how versus, well, he told me, and now I got to go by that. When the person questions you, you're going to be looking kind of foolish because you didn't question. Now you're looking like a fool because this person like, well, where you get your, and how you, and where did, why did you, when did you think this? You know, so now you're like, dang, I got doubt, guilt, fear, and now that's creative. If you can't get past your doubt, your guilt and your fear, this goes with everything you're doing in outside society. I am not your inside. I am my inside. So when I'm explaining anything, I'm basically speaking to myself, reminding myself of these things that happened to me. So now while I'm doing this, I can now re-emulate it because now I have the communication to speak to myself and give it out to the world. Now, if people take it in a harsh way, it'll be like, wow, why? Because I didn't put your name in it. I didn't say your zodiac sign. It's like there's so many things that we will still look for something that's not right of this conversation, even though it's not about you. It's about us in general. We as a people, we got to break away from this Willie Lynch chip. We got a Willie Lynch chip in our mentality to where light skin, dark skin, big, skinny, old, young, you know what I'm saying? Woman, man, all this chip that's going on in us that we have to find out how to deactivate these things. And this is why I speak the way I speak. This is why I'm coming from the zodiac house, the spiritual house, to speak of that, so that when we get back into the physical body through the season of that time, we'll be like, oh, that person was talking like that the whole entire time. Yes, because that was my duty. It wasn't my job. It wasn't my work. I didn't worship it, sacrifice for it either. I'm honoring this. I'm honoring this as the big mama. You know, you got your mama and you got the big mama, just like you got a big daddy. They don't say big daddy is these, you know, technology stuff. And I said, no, that's not big daddy to me. You might want to call it that. I'm not. I'm not going to give something that's supposed to be greater than me that greatness. No. If it's greater than me, it's because it is a part of me. That's the only way it's greater than me, because I know I'm in it too. There's no way I can have a connection to this mental and say, oh, I relate to it, or be like, I cannot relate to it, because that probably is not you. Well, they're saying all is mental. That's why the sister said, I'm a holistic reader. I'm not a zodiac reader. I don't go through one zodiac at a time. Yeah. I have to break down all the zodiacs for you, yes, but how I live is through the whole zodiac. That's why even for myself, I might say I'm a Pisces, yet really, I know my whole zodiac, so now I'm studying every part of it to say, what is the 13? Learning the 13 moon cycle. Talk about it, 13 moon calendars. Have I ever talked about 13 moon calendar on your show?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, was it once or twice? Have I ever talked about 13 moon calendar on your show?
You know what? I have not as far as placing it on my shelf, but what I did do was download an app.
On your show.
On Block Talk. You're talking about it all the time. Absolutely. Yep.
So that's like something that you're not going to, you train yourself so much when you was a baby, you say, I'm not going to forget this. 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 You know what I mean? Like, So if you was in some kind of amnesia and you woke up, you'd be like, "What do you remember?" I remember the 13 moon cycles.
Yeah, you gonna remember that.
And then if somebody say, "Hey, do you know Eternal?" and they say, "Yeah, I know Eternal. Do you ever talk about 13 moon cycles?" Nah, but then you don't know Eternal.
Yeah,
that's just gonna be it. Like, we're gonna do something that's gonna entitle us to know who the other person is, because that's their field. That's what they've been doing since day one. And then some of us aren't paying attention to them that much, that we take the surface of that image of them, and that's how we stereotype our people. We'll say, "Oh, this person, he's a garbage collector," you know. And then he's like, "Okay, well, what does he do other than doing the garbage?" And be like, "I don't know. I all see him doing is collecting the garbage." Well, then you don't really
know
him.
That's all.
You don't know him. Yeah. So if you went to go, "Oh, I'm going to go marry somebody," do you know the person? Do you know what their ambition is, what their drive is, what their goal is? Or you just want to marry the person because you want to get married? See, this is where the narcissism starts to kick in. You wouldn't even know it. Or the sociopath, because we're taking on characteristics of other people. However, this is just, it's just camouflage. It's just mimicry.
Yeah.
How are you, your individual, with your intelligence? If you can have the camouflage and the mimicry and your intelligence, you're showing us how you make a difference from camouflage and mimicry. I could play a beat, and you could re-emulate that same beat, right? But once I take my hands off the drum, are you going to keep that pattern? And if you do, right, and because you don't know any other pattern so far, if I add another pattern, would that confuse you while you're playing that pattern? This is what we have to do in a social environment. This is what you have to do from your masculine and your feminine. Yeah, you want to go up the street, but you just realize the woman that you would, she probably got to, you know, get dressed, and you ready to go. Well, can you be patient enough to let her get her clothes on so y'all can go together? Or do you say, "You know what, I'm going to go on down there. By the time you get dressed, I'll get back, and then we can do something else." You know, you have to be able to adjust your grace just as much as the time.